نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salam has explained the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the best of ways. In fact, all the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam are an offshoot of the prophetic knowledge, of the prophetic light. And that's why he is truly that gate through which we can enter into prophetic guidance. And we've been discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance, whereby in this particular topic we are kind of looking into those five foundational principles that govern this charter, that kind of make up this charter. And we said that one of those principles and one of those underlying teachings are the prophecies that Imam Ali alayhi salam made regarding what will happen to the communities later on. And one of the things that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned was that the truth will become hidden, will be the most hidden thing, and falsehood will become the most apparent, the most common thing that exists in the world. And this is how the world will become.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we mentioned in the previous session about the fact that falsehood, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam in one of his prophecies, falsehood will become very much apparent. Rather, it will be the most apparent thing, and truth will be the most hidden. And as I said, this is because of the way the world will portray itself. The way the people of the world, the worldly people, those who have attached themselves to this apparent realm and do not look at the tool nature, rather the tool-like nature of this world. This world is a tool to achieve something. Those who ignore the world to be a bridge, and they think that the world is the destination. And for that, they will apply all methods to make people feel that this world is the purpose. And that means that when they put all their efforts in this way, falsehood will become the most apparent thing, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And then he later on goes on to say, وَلَا أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. There will be nothing more common than lying against God and His Messenger. That means people will come in the societies, they will say, God has said this, and the messengers have said that, but they will be lying. And you can see, these are things that are happening. Today you have a person coming and saying, and you know, killing people in the name of God, saying God is great, Allahu Akbar, and mercilessly killing people who are innocent, who have not done anything wrong. Muslim people killing Muslims, Christians killing Christians, Christians killing Muslims, Muslims killing Christians, and all the other religions. Jews, in the name of God, some Jews, especially the Zionists, in the name of God, coming to say that a piece of land that belongs to the people who lived in it for years and years has become theirs. How? And they bring the Bible, they bring the Old Testament and the New Testament to prove their point. Isn't this lying against God? Isn't this lying against the messengers? This is how things become at times.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So now, as we mentioned in the previous segment, one of the prophecies that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, and he wants the humanity and especially the Islamic community to be aware of this issue, is that there will come a time that وَلَا أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. There'll be nothing more common in the society than lies against God and the Messenger. That is how the life will become. That's how people will become. People will be saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said this, and Allah wants you to do that, and Allah wants you, has prepared for you in Jannah and paradise this and that. And then they will define God. Today, look at the people today who claim to be divine and to be claimed to worship God, but they want to ignore who God is, who truly God is. God is the most kind, the most merciful, the most loving. Yes, but at the same time, He is a God that punishes. He is a God that is firm. He is a God that has principles. This is a reality about God. But today people, you know, kind of distort this reality to create a God of their own selves, to create a God that works with their intentions and their whims. This is something dangerous. And today people quote narrations here and there from the Prophet, that the Prophet used to do this and the Prophet used to do that, without clarifying whether truly the Prophet said it or not. And today there are people who after the scholars have researched and found out that truly the Messenger has said these statements, lay people who do not know anything about the book, have not done enough research, they come and they start to claim things about the Messenger, about the Prophet, and about God. These are things that really are dangerous. These are things that Imam Ali alayhi salam said will happen in the future, and these things will become very, very common. And it is at these times that we need the help of God, and we need that special guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us at these times. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه